Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Hi, loves. Hi, it's been a little while. What's happening? Yes, welcome to another episode. In this episode, we are embracing lay me up, lay me down. Okay, so what is that? We are going to be exploring ley lines and understanding exactly what that is. But let me go ahead and start with a song that gives you a hint into what it is that I'm talking about. Enjoy.
Around the world.
Welcome back to the return episode of the Master's Playground with Christy Stereo. I say return because I was out of town last week and, you know, I was traveling. I was doing Nashville and Memphis and checking out Tennessee? What? Of all places, man. It was so amazing. And when I was out there, I was experiencing a different wave of energy, a different sense of self, a different vibration, and thus the inspiration for this particular episode. Lay me up, lay me down. Ley lines in you. All right, so now that we've greeted all things fabulous with a little retro look at Daft Punk, let's take a moment to tune in, make sure that we bow to the infinite and the divine teacher within as we embrace what we're about to learn. Placing our hands into prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. And on the next breath, we'll begin. Om Namo Gurudev. Adjustment. I always do. It just, you know, it takes Friday and just goes, okay, and you're back. You're back. All right. So what are ley lines? Let's talk about this. It is based on the common instinctive idea that a person has different chances, experiences, or options in different localities. That you aren't exactly the same person in New York that you are in Los Angeles. It works by looking at the planet's relationships to the places you've asked about at your birth moment. If a particular planet was especially powerful in the location noted, you know, when you were born, then the affairs that it symbolizes should predominate If you travel there, reside there, or even have anything to do with that location from some other place. So basically, ley lines are energetic points that complement your natal chart, okay? Ley lines can be found in any city, any state, any country. It is based upon the energy vibration of how that ley line complements your chart. Where is it? What's going on? Right? You may have noticed that when you travel to a certain place, you feel, you know, a little groovier than in other places, you know? And a prime example, I went to Nashville. Loved it. Loved everything about it. I never drank, but I drank. You know what I mean? I loved it so much. It was so amazing. The people were warm. My heart chakra was just totally open. All this love was coming in and going out. It was so yummy. So then I rented a car, right? And drove up to Memphis because, you know, I've got to do Graceland. I've got to, you know, check out Sun Records. I've got to hit up, you know, the guitar store that made my cigar box guitar. You know, those kind of things. And aside from those historical and amazing locations, everything else about Memphis, not so much. Mm-mm. Did not like it. Do you see? So there's different energy in different locations. So that's what we're embracing in this particular episode. So to understand how this information would be useful, perhaps we should question why people move around so much in the first place. In addition to the obvious reasons, are psychological ones. Psychologists such as Carl Jung, sorry man, it's Friday, all right, have suggested that people instinctively seek wholeness or a completeness of their experience. If it's true that different locations accent different parts of your potential, moving offers a way to speed evolution to get acquainted with parts of yourself, right? So I want to start with a vibration of where I grew up, all right? So I've traveled and I've moved and I've lived in a variety of different places overall. Now, I was born in Los Angeles. What? Yes, East LA, man. Totally born there, right? And then at a very young age, my family, we all moved to Anchorage, Alaska. And everything shifted. And back then, being more, you know, naive and, you know, not really fully aware of who I was, I experienced a dramatic change, you know, as far as the energy, you know. In LA, I felt a lot more love, a little bit more celebration. And then when I moved to Anchorage, I felt isolated, you know. And I also felt like I was restructuring who I was and reclaiming and rebirthing. So we're going to explore what the energies were to understand that a little bit better. But as tradition will have, I want to go ahead and play a song that kind of captures the vibration that I was going through in Anchorage at the time. Enjoy. Yeah. Yes, a little song to capture the vibration that I was going through in Anchorage, Alaska. Now, the reason I played that, I mean, obviously everyone knows the song. If you don't, Tears for Fears, Mad World, bond with it, sit back, enjoy it. It's so deep and it's so beautiful in a very kind of dark way, you know? And that was Anchorage, Alaska for me. And the reason I'm highlighting it is because for this episode, what I've decided to do is just sort of pick some of the areas that I've lived in and really sort of just discuss, okay, well, why was I going through all that stuff? I mean, besides, you know, contracts and agreements and, you know, becoming a spiritual master, you know, in this lifetime and finding out harsh realities, you know, living a shadow self throughout, you know, some of the years to understand things. When in Anchorage, Alaska, I noticed that I felt very isolated from everybody, you know, and I always thought it was because, you know, 6 months out of the year, it's completely dark all the time, you know, and I'm like, oh, wow, man, this is a totally, you know, different vibration. But in actuality, it had everything to do with the ley line. It had everything to do with how that geographical point was energetically relating to my natal chart. Okay. And so Anchorage, Alaska, for me, what was happening was that it's ruled by Pluto. Okay. And Pluto, we know, is one of the darkest planets that there is. It has everything to do with, you know, death and rebirth. Okay. Death and rebirth. And so, you know, in exploring the ley line of Pluto. So if you're living in a Pluto area, you're going through a sense of isolation. You're going through a sense of, you know, completely restructuring who you are and, you know, redefining, restructuring, reclaiming, rising. And that is exactly what was happening for me up there. Now, I return there often, okay, touring, visiting family, what have you, right? Going up there to just simply hit pause and reclaim and rebirth myself. But when I was there, it was like this major countdown, you know, get me out of here. I've got stuff to do. I've got, you know, I have a message for the world and it cannot be fully transmitted from Anchorage, Alaska, right? I wish it could, but it, you know, the energies weren't right. And the reason for that is because whenever you're in a Pluto area, okay, what ends up happening is that you are really diving deeper into making permanent changes on yourself, okay? And you also encounter the energy of being fiercely independent. And, you know, really it's like the lone wolf that's ready to, like, you know, just basically rise. So it was a very challenging experience up there, you know, because in essence, it requires really coming into your own. And that could be a very powerful thing to do, you know, when you're just getting started in this life, man, you know. So it was a very intense birthing process for me. You know, I learned how to be independent. I learned how to be strong. I learned to be a leader, you know. Mind you, I still had refinement to tend to, but that's where I learned it. So another keynote that I want to mention in regards to ley lines and where you live. Everything is not doom and gloom, right? It's not. Like, if you look at Pluto, this is a very dark rebirthing, restructuring energy, right? And I'm bringing this up also because come Monday, Pluto, the planet, is going direct, right? And it's been retrograde for a handful of months now. So what does that mean? We've been going through this rebirthing process, reviewing, looking at everything, diving deep into who we are, identifying our truth. And now that we are, you know, we've, I guess you could say, have a clue, or at least a little bit more knowledgeable as to who we are as a collective consciousness. And more importantly, you know, it's about we have taken the time to go, wow, that's who I really am in the world. With Pluto going direct, the party's about to get started, man. We're going to fly forward with an intensity of literally living our truth like never before. So it's going to be a very exciting week that's coming up. So just to give you an idea of what Anchorage, Alaska did for me, that ley line of Pluto, it launched me forward into, you know, basically claiming who I was. So good talk, everybody. Really, really good talk. All right. So the next ley line. The next ley line that I want to talk about is Santa Fe, New Mexico. I ended up living there for, you know, a handful of years. And, make that a few years. And I was in my early 20s at the time. And the one thing that I noticed that when I was there was that I had a spotlight. Everything I did, every move I made, people were just naturally attracted and I was attracted to them. It was a really spotlight-oriented area for me. And that had a lot to do with the fact that the ley line that was there for me, still is the sun. Okay? And the thing is, the thing about the sun ley line is that you are in predominance. You are completely the spotlight, period. You are the sun, right? But the one thing I want to mention about the sun ley line is that if you live in an area that has your ley line being the sun and you're young, then ego will take hold. And what that means is that because the spotlight is there, your maturity level has not developed to catch up to knowing how to properly navigate and properly work with higher frequencies, this higher frequency of attention, right? So if you're young, you know, and not fully, you know, self-embodied yet, what ends up happening is that your ego will lead and you will end up being surrounded by people's egos as well, right? So it is said that areas that have the sun ley line is best experienced when you're older in life. And the reason for that is because you've had ample time to mature, you've had ample time to become self-aware, and welcome to cosmic times, you know, and you've given yourself the opportunity to completely reclaim and heal yourself and become the divine. So once you're in that period of your life, if you then move to a sun ley line, then you're able to go ahead and navigate from a much more balanced but powerful sun expression. One where the ego takes the back seat and it's more about, you know, what you're doing in this world. So that's a little bit of Santa Fe. I mean, I can go deeper into that. And the one thing I also want to share is that I'm not going to go too deep into all of the different ley lines, you know, and the definitions, and this is what this means and that, you know, I can go really deep. But what I would like to do instead is actually move forward with having different episodes of where we focus on these different ley lines and really talk about the pros and the cons in other episodes. For now, I just want to give you a taste of what these energy vibrations have to offer. So, yes. You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am Chrissy Stereo. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's so lovely to be back. Yeah. What a journey it's been so far. So, there's another ley line that I want to talk about. And I'll warm up to it in general by playing maybe a song or two. And I'm going to go ahead and dive into our next song. Let me see, which one do I want to play? Yeah. Give me one second here. I think I'm going to go with this one. All right, enjoy.
I'm glowing.
Ozzy Starr for you. Oh, I love that she's back. I really do. She's so wonderful. Excuse me. That's California by Ozzy Starr. That came out September of last year. For those of you who are totally tracking artists, predominant artists from the 90s that are making their comeback tours. So yes, let's take a look at California, shall we? All right. I presently live in the LA area, you know, by the beach. It's really happening. Marina Del Rey. It's absolutely magical. And I've lived in California, I want to say, what feels a very long time. And I've, you know, I will say that the energy that's in California is totally different than anything I've ever experienced in all of the places that I've lived. And it has everything to do, this is before even looking at the ley lines, right? It has everything to do with matters of the heart, beauty, creativity, and love, right? Now, why is that? Well, for me, the ley line of the coastal area here in California is governed by Venus. Okay. Now, of course, there's other places in the world where I could find this influence. But for me, and especially, it's a lot more predominant in Northern California, which I will basically say, I know at one point I will be moving to, you know, San Francisco. Yes. I already know what's going to be happening. Oh my God, the psychic already knows what's going to be happening for me. It's kind of crazy. Anyways, this is, you know, coming soon to a theater near me. But in the meantime, I'm slightly south in the LA area. And the way that Venus falls, right, is that it's much more influential if you are on the left side of the line versus the right side, okay? When you're on the left side, it's a lot more powerful. It's still available and still very predominant when you're on the other side of the line, just barely, and it's a hair for me. It's like, the LA area is like, okay, like I'm right there, you know? It's not a big thing. But in general, the reason I bring that up is because with ley lines, there is, you know, kind of like an intensity factor, depending on what side of the ley line you reside upon. So Venus, it has everything to do with romantic interlude, investments, love being a constant preoccupation, along with one's own appearance, all of which improve in a Venus area. Period. End of story. Yes. Pleasures and the acquisition or appreciation of beautiful things and art make this zone perfect for relaxation, enjoyment, and the enhancement of self-image. Someone that one meets in a Venus-based area could either become a major love interest or in some way symbolize love to you. Okay. So why am I on the coastal front? You know, my spirit, and this is before I even knew anything about ley lines, right? But my spirit, our spirits know, we already know what we're doing. We know where we're supposed to place ourselves to learn some major lessons, to embrace some major, you know, experiences. So welcome to the matrix, man. There are these lines. It's like we instinctually move to areas so that we can embrace the energy that area has to, you know, in store for us. Just like we choose our parents, just like we've chosen this lifetime to live in. I mean, it's all a symphony of truth. Venus-based areas. It is, you know, as we know, Venus is the planet of love, of marriage, of art, of relatedness, and interdependence. Okay? Interdependence, not independence, not codependence. Interdependence. Yeah. The one thing that I will share is that there's something major that's about to happen, you know, for many of us. With Pluto going direct, our authentic truth. Man, what a journey the last year, the last 2 years, make that the last 2 years have been for the collective consciousness. Anyways, I'm going to get a little bit further into the forecast in general, but basically, those are the ley lines that I want to talk about. Okay, now there's a plethora of other ley lines that I'm not going to cover in this particular episode. But what we have covered is Pluto, which is death and rebirth, right? The sun, which is literally the shining star, okay? But one has to be self-embodied in order to fully navigate that very powerful presence and image. And lastly, I covered Venus aspected ley lines, which is all about love and beauty and marriage. Oh God, it's all happening. I love it. All right. So that's a little bit of ley lines. We've been exploring that in general. I invite you to, you know, I mean, in future episodes, we're going to go ahead and actually cover it, cover different ley lines a lot more intimately. You know, and I invite you to visit ChrissyStereo.com. I do offer the services of astrology, numerology, shamanism, Kabbalah Tarot, sound healing, DJing. You know, the touring DJ, man. You know, it's quite the party. So check out ChrissyStereo.com. We're in amazing revolutionary times. And if you're in any way, shape, or form interested in simply reawakening to your divine self, I'm here to help. All right. This hour is flying by. We're at the portion of the show of where we draw tarot cards and an ascended master for the coming week. Right? Earlier, I mentioned that Pluto is about to go direct. Now, Pluto, man, I'm so excited. Oh my God, we have been through it.com. It's sort of like this universal shovel of where we really went deep within ourselves and we identified exactly who it is that we are and what we're meant to be doing in this life, right? But there's been a little bit of a delay. You know, we've been, you know, lining things up and, you know, some of us out there have been just, you know, trusting and following and allowing the divine. Many of you have. But, you know, we've all been experiencing a sort of like, well, you know, I kind of feel like, when is it all gonna do this or that, or, you know, certain level of expectation? Let go of that. Let go of that. Let go of expectation. Keep allowing the divine to flow through you, to you, from you, all, you know, embody you. And trust that that vision that has been exposed to you and that you know is your truth is coming into a much more powerful expression with Pluto going direct. People, places, things, I mean, it's about to get seriously magical. Seriously magical. But also with the Pluto, you know, being retrograde up until this coming Monday, we've had to let go of so much. We've had to let go of false belief systems. We've had to let go of relationships. We've had to let go of lifestyles. All in an effort of awakening to our divine truth. So So yeah, the party's about to get started. What? The party is about to get started. I am beyond excited for Monday. That's it. Now, before I dive into the tarot card readings, I do want to share one other thing. And I want to say I'm incredibly grateful for what's happening in my experience. Recently, I launched a weekly forecast called the Magi Soundscopes. And within there, I communicate what's happening astrologically, what the governing number is for that week. And then I check out.com and go into a shamanic state and produce music using the planetary frequencies, the audible recorded planetary frequencies. And the reason I say that I'm incredibly grateful is because it's an honor just to simply be led by the divine to do this. But it's speaking to people. I don't know. It's like starting to explode and I'm like, what's going on? You know, I'm like, whoa, you know. So I'm very grateful. Thank you so much for tuning into that. You can find it at chrissystereo.com. It gets released every Monday morning. So back to our reading for the week. All right, so what is the energy that we can anticipate for this? I kind of asked for this week, but I'm feeling like it's more compact for these next few days. So this particular reading is not going to be capturing too much of the energy. Like, this card captures more of the weekend. It's the Tower card. Yes, we have the Tower card happening. This is the energies that we can anticipate, I feel, more immediately over the weekend, but it does apply throughout the week. And so what does this mean? Everything that I've just been talking about. It's all about letting the false beliefs go. If you have not done so by now, crackola, crack, snap. It's coming, man. The cosmic forces are going to ensure that anything that is false falls away. So it's going to be a little bit of a bumpy ride for some of, you know, the collective consciousness out there. And for others, it's like we're going to grab our carp and go, wee, right on, you know? So it's all how, you know, where you're at in your awakening process. So we have the crack tower coming, and it's going to really go after those areas of where you have not allowed the divine in. Yes. I think that was a good talk. Now, it could be scary for some. And it could be, oh my gosh, finally, at the same time. The key word for this is trust it. Trust it. No matter how scary it may be, no matter how, you know, what area in your life is impacted, trust it. It is the divine coming in and just saying, now. Now. So trust the changes that are about to come this week, especially this weekend. So then what happens? Right? Little crackola. What happens after that? How can, you know, what else can we anticipate? We ended up getting a very beautiful card, the Four of Wands. And with the Four of Wands, what we're looking at is new relationships. For some, this will be marriage. For others, it would be, you know, it could be anything. Whatever relationships mean. I mean, it's basically the celebration of like-minded people coming together, right? In order to get there, we have to let go of that which no longer serves us. Allow the divine to take hold. Allow the divine to navigate. Allow yourself to become the divine. And then from there, we have come again. Sorry, I'm interrupt. Oh, wow. I had a little laptop issue. All right. Anyway, so got a little distracted. There was a lot of noises going on in the headset, but basically back to this. So basically with the Four of Wands, let me get a little bit more specific. It is a card of union, and it presents images of balance and harmony. On the card itself, we can see that it's a couple that's dancing on the stage of life with shared enthusiasm for each other, as well as the promise that a shared life holds forth. This card often symbolizes an upcoming marriage that elicits the blessings of God, the universe, as well as man. It is a union blessed by heaven. Yeah. So weird, you guys. Like, I already know it's going to happen. It's so, oh, wow. It's so crazy just being totally in tune. So rightOn.com. That is what's happening for many of us, you guys. We are letting the love in, like it or not, Krakatawa, and we're letting it in. Any areas that have not been tended to will now be tended to. Okay? And the greater purpose is for a divine union. Coming soon. Welcome to our week. I also want to bust out an ascended master for us. Because they knock, knock, knock on the door all the time. They're like, hello, we have a message. All right. I'm so excited for this week. I can't believe it. We ended up getting Lakshmi. She has returned. We have the flow of prosperity ahead. This is the message from the Ascended Masters as far as what we can anticipate this weekend and this coming week. Oh my God, it's so yummy, you guys. It's so incredibly yummy. All right, so Lakshmi. Okay, so not only do we have the divine, you know, claiming any area where we have completely, not allowed it. And then we have divine unions coming up. But we also have, what? Prosperity. Dude, I don't know about you guys, but love and prosperity, to be abundant in everything and just flow love and flow, I don't know, just all of this energy. It's going to be such an amazing week, man. All right, so what is Lakshmi all about? Let me hold up the card. All right. This card indicates that prayers pertaining to finances are being heard and answered. Okay. Tap into your manifestation power by focusing on abundance instead of worrying about lack. You have nothing to fear. A new flow of prosperity is supporting you and your loved ones. So that is the week, you guys. That's what I have to offer and share on behalf of the divine through this vehicle known as the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. It is such a beautiful blessing to be here with you guys every week. Thank you to everyone who reaches out, who follows, who writes, who's impacted by the meditations that I put out, who's just simply, you know, all I could say is that it's amazing to be in service. And I invite you to return that in kind to your collective radius. Be the teacher. Be the leader. Be love. Trust. And let go of judgment. Let it go. So with that, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and close out. I love you all so, so, so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. I invite you to visit ChrissyStereo.com. There's so much more coming, you guys. Keep checking it out. Like I've mentioned, if there's meditations, there's a Magi Soundscope. There's this beautiful vehicle known as the Master's Playground. You know, additional touring information is coming up. There's just a lot of love. And, you know, As an example, I invite you to embrace your divine expression in this world. So with that, may the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you and the pure light within you. Guide your way on.
Love each other. We are one.
Blessings. The Master's Playground.